about showing Christ through us. Oh, you don't need to turn it on me.
I love you, Angel.
He's fixing to put me on the camera, and I don't need to be. But anyway, I was visiting with a business owner yesterday who they'd had some issues amongst their employees. And one of the gals there who, you know, professes God first, family second, had just caused so much disruption and talks vulgar in front of the men. And that, she said, you know, that doesn't say to me what she says, you know. Right. And it's a shame. We don't have enough of God in us. We don't have enough of the Word in us. We're just living our own life the way the enemy pushes us this way and that way instead of really, I mean, it'd be like going to the table and sitting down but never eating. You know, we're absolutely deprived of the things that we need when we're not in a relationship with the Lord. And life is tough. And if you don't have that, and she even made the comment to her girl, she said, Miss Neva has been through a lot, and yet she always has a smile on her face. Well, guess why? Because God is in me, and God's in control, and because I give it to Him and let Him take care of the issues of the day, knowing I'm not big enough. So I just wanted to add that before the prayer request.
I got a sin or two.
You what?
I have a sin or two to add.
Oh, okay.
So last, you know, my neighbor has passed away, and we had his funeral Wednesday, and at that funeral, this girl came in, this woman, she wasn't a girl, she was a woman, and we both prejudged each other. We didn't like each other. We didn't care for each other. And it took our mutual friend, Brandon, dying to get us two face to face. And when we got face to face, the Holy Spirit began to convict my heart of ugly in my heart toward this woman. I prejudged her and she prejudged me. And in that prejudging, I became desensitized to the leading of the Holy Spirit as far as praying for her and things that a true Christian should do in times. And I think that we have become desensitized.
Complacent.
And our compassion for each other is dwindling. And I, in that moment, was face to face with this woman. And I was moved to apologize face to face. Apologize to her and ask her for forgiveness for my misrepresentation of my Lord, of my Jesus. And we just need, we so need to get our sensitivity back. And our compassion for one another.
Thank you for your 3 cents worth. We do have several prayer requests. This first one, Tom, is for the family of Leon Robertson, who passed away on Wednesday. And then we want to pray for Janeth Moore, who fell and broke her right shoulder. And she'll have shoulder replacement surgery next Thursday. Sad thing about this little extra footnote, last year she'd fallen just before her class reunion and broke her left shoulder. And this year, now her class reunion's coming up and she's broken her other shoulder, so she's not getting to go once again, but she's going to have surgery next Thursday to replace that. And then we want to continue to pray for Linda Wascom as she's working through the difficult time of losing her son, Brandon.
Lord, thank you for all you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity today to live for you. We pray for the family of Leon Robertson, who passed away this Wednesday. Please be with them. Hold them in the palm of your hand. Care and comfort them in their time of need. We pray that you would be with Janeth Moore in her healing and her recovery. Place your healing hands upon her. Be with her care team. Watch over her friends and family so that they can be supportive during her time of need. We also pray for Linda Wascom during her time of need, that you would hold her in the palm of her hand, that you would place people in her path that would give her a kind word, do a kind deed for her, to encourage her, to show compassion and empathy upon losing her son in such a tough, tough time. Please be there for her. And we ask all this in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to read a few. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. The Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless you. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Bordice difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
We are back. Our guest for today is Tom Ivester. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, lightning round. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Okay, that's one of the more well-known verses in the Bible. So this is a hopeful song, talking about tomorrow. I often think of when Jesus came back night before his conviction before Pontius Pilate. He's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He comes back the second time after his disciples have fallen asleep. And he's like, arise, let us be on our way. You know, get up, let's get going. The unit I was in at the 82nd, their motto was, let's go. Mm-hmm. And so, arise, let us be on our way. So, the eyes are forward. We're moving forward. We're not looking back. The past is important to know as a guide for the future, not to sit there and lament. So, this song is about tomorrow. I like it. It's a well-known song. Although this is a cover song, I kind of like it. People will probably recognize it. Here we go. That's one of the a song for one of the most popular rock albums of all time, and that just goes you to show it's not a not from a Christian band or anything, but it shows you the message, the universal message of looking forward in hope. That's a Fleetwood Mac song off the Rumors album. Now that's a cover of it, but it shows you the universal message of everybody. I don't care who you are. Hope is such a powerful message. And, you know, Jesus even says it, faith, hope, and love. You know, we focus on the greatest, but faith and hope are tremendously powerful, tremendously powerful. That song is about hope. It was a hit song in its day, and it's still very popular, very popular. So I've got, let me see, I've got three more songs. So I'm going to go into... This, I like this song. It's called True Believer, and it's by a local guy from Thomas, Oklahoma, and it's a little bit of a parody. Let's see here if I can find it. Okay, it's a little bit of a parody, but I like it. I really do. Of course, there were some strong Pentecostal influences where he grew up in Thomas, Oklahoma. But this is, it's a good song, so I like it. It's called True Believer. So here we go, by Jared Deck.
Have you heard of the prophet? Have you heard of his word? Have you heard of his chariot with its wings of a bird? And I believe in the fire. I believe in the flood. I believe when it hits me, there is power in the blood. And the brother said, praised, and his name shall be praised, and his power unrestrained. And I believe he is righteous. I believe he is true. I believe that the Savior will collect on what is due. And the brother said, hey, hey. And the sister said, hey, hey. Everybody said, hey, hey. I'm a true believer. Read the writing on the wall. And refute. And I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe that the Spirit will be lost before it's won. And the brother said, hey, hey. And the sister said, hey, hey. Everybody said, hey, hey. I'm a true believer. Read the writing on the wall. And the brother said, hey, hey. And the sister said, hey, hey. Everybody said, hey, hey.
Okay, that song was called True Believer. It was by a guy named Jared Deck. It's actually from Thomas, Oklahoma. Okay, Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to go with verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. Let's see here. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. Okay. Now this song is a classic, and most people will recognize it. And let's see here. So it's kind of a slow bluesy version. Again, this is a cover song, Faith, Hope, and Love. We've talked about hope, or had a song on hope. This one is about love. Again, I like this version. It's a little bit different. Most people will recognize this song, so I hope you enjoy. This is Parker Millsap's version.
Give a little, watch a poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Okay, that was Parker Millsap with The Glory of Love. I'm going to read a couple of more verses, and then I got one song left. Does that sound good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to go with is Proverbs. Let's start with chapter 4. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and only a child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Okay. This last song is a song that I just like. There's no big, deeper meaning to it other than I just really like it. And it's an older song. When I say older, from, I think it's got to be from 86, 87. It's one of those songs that like set in time for me. You know, you can hear a song and remember back to the specific time. So this is a Paul Simon song. And it's one of my favorite songs. That's why I'm playing it. It's called You Can Call Me Al. So it's a good song to go out on. And I hope everybody has a great weekend, blessed weekend. And I will ask that you set the example. I mean, people are tired of words. There's so much just misinformation, disinformation. People are just tired of hearing things anymore. So people are going to judge you by your actions. So anyway, you can call me out by Paul Simon. I hope you like the song.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power. It is the most powerful hour of my day,
from myself, Monica Lovell, from my grandson, Angel Vega, from the beautiful Miss Neva Pyatt, and from Mr. Tom Ivester. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere. Yeah.